Welcome to the Student Affairs Lecture Series. Today we have members of the Gold Humanism Honor Society, Christy Martinez and Ini Lamidusumu. Welcome today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Could one of you tell me, does the Gold Humanism Honor Society have a national affiliation?
We do. We are associated with the Arnold P. Gold Foundation, which is a foundation that was founded in 1998 by Arnold and Sandra Gold and some of their colleagues at Columbia. And the mission of the Arnold P. Gold Foundation is to advance humanism in medicine and perpetuate this idea of the tradition of a caring doctor. The Gold Humanism Honor Society chapter at Ohio State was established in the 2003-2004 academic year, and currently there are about 62 schools nationwide that have a chapter.
Wonderful. And could you tell me who is eligible for membership in the Gold?
Membership to the Gold Honors Society is open to all third-year medical students. However, it's limited to less than about 15% of the class. And what happens is every year, emails are sent out to the class, and you actually get nominated by your classmates. So your classmates are asked to nominate people who meet certain criteria, and what we're looking for are integrity, excellence, compassion, altruism, respect, empathy, and service. And so your classmates nominate you, and they write a little blurb about you, and then the Gold Humanism, the current fourth years, they meet, and then look through all of those, and we do select people to make sure that it's less than 15% of the class.
Okay, wonderful. Is there anything other than the peer review that's involved? For instance, is there an academic
criteria?
There
is. You do have to be in good academic standing. So even though you may get very good reviews from your classmates, your academics are very important. And also, we also ensure that nobody's had a professionalism misconduct against them. If they do, that's automatic removal from the election process.
Okay, wonderful. What are the benefits of membership?
Being elected into the Gold Humanism Honor Society is certainly an honor, and an honor that is carried through residency and through your medical career and beyond. It is something that does go onto your dean's letter, so it is recognized through the interview process as well, so it's something that will kind of carry with you through that. Also benefits are the opportunity to enact and support programs through the university that exemplify those humanistic attitudes and qualities in the students and in the community.
Okay, are there any requirements to membership?
There are a bunch of opportunities for membership. We do have a slew of subcommittees within the Gold Humanism Honor Society. We have a role in the White Coat Ceremony as well as the Student Clinician Ceremony. We do have a hand in service projects and are working with the Honors Consortium, the AOA chapter, as well as Landacre Honor Society to do a large service project this year. And we do seek out opportunities for smaller service projects in the community as well as in the medical school that exemplify those humanistic attitudes. We also have subcommittees for our induction ceremony and our election into our chapter.
Okay, great, thank you. How did you feel when you were told that you were going to be inducted into the society?
I felt very honored and very excited at the same time. Honored just because it was my classmates that elected me to this, and you know, knowing how stringent the criteria is, there must have been a good number of my classmates who thought highly enough about me to nominate me for this. So very honored and very excited and humbled at the same time.
Okay, thank you. And then once you were at the induction ceremony, what were your impressions there?
The ceremony itself is very moving. It's a very humbling experience to be recognized and congratulated by those mentors in the college who you sought to emulate yourself, you know, amongst. And it was just a moving experience to be there with all those people that you look up to and have a chance to work with your peers and those students who you've got to know so well and who you've recognized as some of the most compassionate rather and empathetic students. And it was just an honor and a humbling experience to be amongst them and recognized with them for this.
How about you, Ini Lami?
You know, Christy says it well. I thought it was a wonderful experience. I got to be standing in the same position that, you know, people like Dr. Stone and Dr. Weber, who I think so highly of, you know, have. They're both in the Gold Humanism Honor Society, but also to be with my classmates like Christy and some other friends, But most importantly, my family got to be there and to stand beside me. And it's always great when your family comes and they're just so proud of you and you can just see it on their faces. And so I think all of that together just made it a wonderful experience for me.
And that's wonderful. What about your experience with the group now that you're a member? You've talked about many of the things that you do. Is there any other benefit to being part of a group of people who are all known for being compassionate and caring?
It is a great opportunity to do a lot of things within the medical college and to really rebalance these dual pillars of medicine, you know, the balance between the science and the humanism in medicine. And it's a great opportunity to seek out programs and enact programs that are going to continue to perpetuate the cycle of a humanistic physician, and something that we're very proud to have here at Ohio State.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the organization?
Oh yes, you know, we didn't mention earlier. This actually goes on your MSPE or your dean's letter that actually goes out when you do become a fourth year and goes out to all the residency programs. So it's great to have this on your MSPE, and for these programs to see you're such a caring individual. Not only are you a great student academically, or not only can you diagnose very well, but they also know that you're going to be an emphatic physician and you're going to take very good care of your patients. And I think that's what a lot of programs are looking for. So having this on your MSPE and having it in your resume is definitely a great bonus as well.
Okay, wonderful. Christy, anything else?
Yeah, I would just challenge all of the, you know, upcoming Med 1s, 2s, and 3s to continue to strive for that integrity, excellence, compassion, altruism, respect, empathy, and service that come along with being such a great, physician and a student here at Ohio State, and continue to seek out any opportunities to have those really humanistic qualities in your interactions with your patients over the next couple of years. And we look forward to further interactions with you and the incoming class.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you for being here today. If people would like more information about the Gold Humanism Honor Society, they can go to the Student Affairs website and get current contact information there, because Inyulami and Christy will soon be matching for residency, and we wish them all good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.